While hip-hop trio Diggable Planets wasn't the first group to blend jazz and rap music, they were widely regarded as one of the best. In the early 90s, their music topped R&B and pop charts. They played worldwide, recorded two albums, and then broke up. Now the group has reunited for their first international tour in more than a decade. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
When Diggable Planets were nominated for the Best Rap Performance Grammy in 1993, they were up against some tough acts, some very tough acts. The Los Angeles gangster-influenced duo Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg was in the running. So was Cypress Hill for their Grammy-nominated hit, Insane in the Membrane. But Diggable Planets won that award for a tune that shied away from the violent threats and weapons cache braggadocio of gangster rap. The song Rebirth of Slick invoked the dim nightclubs and hip bohemia of the cool jazz era. The trio adopted stage names that showed their respect for the communal habits of insects. And together, Butterfly, Doodlebug, and Ladybug helped prove how diverse hip-hop could be.
Man, Cleopatra Jones. And I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that.
We never thought we was doing anything new.
Ishmael Butler is Butterfly. He created the group. Sitting on Butler's hotel room balcony in L.A., the Seattle native remembers how his band's mellow, jazz poetry rap style set them apart from many of their hip-hop peers. But that distinctiveness wasn't entirely by design.
Back then, it was all about resources. Like, cats didn't have no money. You know what I'm saying? Where you gonna get your records that you gonna sample from? You gonna steal from the people that you know that's closest to you, your dad and your mom. My pop had jazz records. My mom had jazz records and soul records. Well, let's go in there and get them. I mean, it wasn't like we about to do this jazz thing. It was like all instant.
Maybe he didn't completely preconceive the Diggable Planets sound, but Butler has been planning his artistic success pretty carefully since high school. His inspiration, early Michael Jackson videos.
I didn't want to be like Mike, but at the same time, that level of musicianship, of creativity, of entertainment, I'm seeing all of that, and I'm like, I'm going to do that, you know? I'm going to do it. But when you say that, you have to see the end result. I always saw the video, frame by frame. I heard all the music.
You got to do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
To put that vision on tape, Butler enlisted Marianne Vieira and Craig Irving, two East Coast hip-hop fans Butler met while attending college in Massachusetts. They all moved to New York City and formed Diggable Planets.
We jazzed up the streets to prove we had these fat jazz, fat styles, and it sounds so sweet, and it ain't no doubt that you got to check.
Doodle, silk, butter.
Even after the band signed with a major record label, they still lived like struggling artists. Vieira, also known as Mecca the Ladybug, recalls the sacrifices she made while the group was recording their first album, Reachin'.
I remember having to decide either I'm going to pay this dollar, you know, to get to the studio, or I'm going to, like, have lunch today. But, you know, we were all just excited to be where we were in that place and time and having a record deal and that opportunity to put music out, regardless of all the struggles.
And it's good to be here, getting fly with the raps. We love it where we from, but we kick it where we at. Bumping out with something that pops and transcends. DP's baby is slip, but not thin. In amongst the pebbles, we rocks on your blocks. Soaking in the ghetto for kids that have not. Slapping us with skin when we slam, check the cheer. So we greet the virgin ears with a kiss. It's so good to be here.
Diggable Planets enjoyed major international success in 1993. They returned to the studio a year later to make their next record, Blowout Comb. Diggable Planet Craig Irving, once known as Doodlebug, now calls himself C-Knowledge.
The spirit behind Blowout Comb was rebellion. We had some ideas that we wanted to express that weren't that much different from the first album, but I think they were more aggressive.
With the second album, they were able to find some edge.
Noah Callahan Bever is senior editor for the black music and culture magazine Vibe. He remembers first hearing Blowout Comb, an album Digable Planets used to express their growing interest in political prisoners, racial nationalism, and the Black Panther Party.
The inside cover had all this sort of Black Power stuff. It was laid out like a People's Army newspaper, newsletter. And they stepped away from the jazz and sort of dug more into jazz, funk, soul, fusion. And then they complemented that with, you know, somewhat more edgy lyrics. It turned off many of the sort of mainstream fans that they had. But that second record was really an amazing piece of art. Got 16 for the Imperial Fascists. Palm Beach Brothers and Honeys, we bout to set it. Domino theory, cause they stalled our flow. Collecting pitchforks till they free Geronimo. Why you blaze up right when I say my fist raise up? Why you bet? I represent what? Uptown, downtown, of course, like wherever. Meet me in the crick and we can piece it all together. As the Blowout Comb album charted only mediocre sales, Digable Planets wrestled with a three-way conflict over the group's future. Then, Marianne Vieta's parents contracted rare diseases in the mid-90s. They both died. Vieta then stepped away from the music business, and Digable Planets dissolved. Since then, each insect has kept busy with traveling, solo music projects, and children. Butler has three kids, Vieta, four. Irving's three children are all studying music. They're also budding young critics.
They always sit down and tell me, like, yo, Dad, that's corny. Or, Dad, that's hot. That's my... They tell me straight up about music in general, but mainly my music and, you know, the group's music more.
Critics large and small notwithstanding, Digable Planets have decided to reunite after about a decade. Getting back together is a big challenge that might not seem worth it to any ordinary rap group. But no one in Digable Planets sees their band as just a band, especially not Butler.
If people could think about a relationship that they've been in with a lover or something, you know, and it's like, and then you guys decide to break up. But in your heart, you really don't want to be away from that person. But it's harder to get back to that time when you were together. But you can't deny your true feelings. And that's why I think we're back together now, is because at this time, we couldn't deny it any longer.
This summer and fall, Digable Planets are touring the U.S., with plans to visit Japan, Australia, and South Africa. Christopher Johnson, NPR News, Los Angeles. One time for your mind, two times for Mooney and St. Cool, three times for my Brooklyn Dodge, seven times for pleasure. I don't trip, she don't trip, we don't trip, nah, we don't trip. He don't trip, G's don't trip, we don't trip, pleasure.